Did you know you can opt out of winter? With Vrbo, save up to $1,500 for booking a month-long stay. When thousands of sunny homes are waiting for you, why subject yourself to the cold? Put the snow shovel down, put the parka back in the closet, and don't you dare scrape another windshield. Slip into some flip-flops, consider a sunless tan, and use the monthly stays filter to save up to $1,500. Book your warm getaway at Vrbo.com.
All right, folks, welcome back to Calm and Confident. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, and today we're diving into something powerful, Stoicism. Now, before you picture a bunch of ancient Greeks wearing togas and meditating in marble columns, let me tell you this is far from stuffy. Stoicism isn't about being emotionless robots, it's about cultivating inner strength and resilience to navigate life's inevitable storms. Think of it like building your own personal fortress against stress, anxiety, and those petty Monday blues. And trust me, we could all use a little more fortress in our lives these days, right? Today, we're unpacking five key Stoic principles that can become your secret weapons for becoming unshakable. We're talking about real-world strategies to not only survive but thrive, no matter what curveballs life throws your way. Ever felt like you're constantly battling inner turmoil? You know that feeling when everything seems chaotic and you just want to scream into the void? Well, get ready because these principles are going to help you channel that energy into something productive, pure calm and confidence. Firstly, acceptance. This isn't about passively accepting bad things, it's about acknowledging reality as it is. Instead of resisting the traffic jam, breathe, maybe put on a good song, and see it as an opportunity to catch up on your podcast feed like this one, hopefully. It's about letting go of control over what you can't change and focusing your energy where it truly matters. Remember that old saying, the only thing constant is change. Yeah, the Stoics totally nailed that one. Secondly, focus on what you can control. You can't control the weather, other people's opinions, or winning the lottery, though wouldn't that be nice? But you can control your actions, your thoughts, and your reactions. Think of it like a video game. You don't get to choose the level design, but you get to choose how you play the game. So, master your own responses, make wise decisions, and strive to be the best version of yourself every single day. Thirdly, practice virtue. Stoicism emphasizes living a life guided by wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance. It's about being honest, fair, brave, and disciplined. Think of it like leveling up your character in life. Every act of kindness, every courageous decision, every moment of self-control that's experienced points for a truly fulfilling existence. Fourthly, find meaning in the present moment. Stop dwelling on the past or worrying about the future. The only time we truly have is now. Immerse yourself in your experiences. Savor the little things, a cup of coffee on a sunny morning, a good laugh with a friend, the feeling of accomplishment after finishing a challenging task. And finally, remember that you are not alone. Even though Stoicism emphasizes individual strength, it also recognizes the importance of community. Connect with others who share your values, seek support when you need it, and contribute to something bigger than yourself. Remember, life's a team sport, and together we can build a more resilient, compassionate world. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're walking down the street, and suddenly, bam, someone cuts you off, spilling your coffee all over your brand new shirt. You feel your heart rate skyrocket, your palms get sweaty, and that familiar grumpiness starts to creep in. But wait, hold on a second. Take a deep breath. You've got your Stoic toolkit ready. First, you acknowledge the situation. The spilled coffee is real, it's frustrating, and there's nothing you can do to change it at this moment. Second, you focus on what you can control, your reaction. Instead of letting anger take over, you choose to laugh it off, maybe even use a little self-deprecating humor. You accept that sometimes life throws curveballs, and you're going to be okay. And guess what? By responding with grace, you not only diffuse the situation, but also demonstrate inner strength and composure. That's the power of Stoicism in action. So, there you have it, five key Stoic principles that can help you build unshakable resilience. Remember, Stoicism isn't about becoming emotionless, it's about mastering your emotions and using them to fuel your growth. It's about finding strength in adversity, embracing the present moment, and living a life of purpose and meaning. Now go out there, apply these principles, and start building your own fortress of calm and confidence. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little Stoic wisdom in their lives. Hit that subscribe button, leave us a review, and join the conversation on social media. We're all in this together, folks. Until next time, stay calm, stay confident, and keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.